My book is called An Abundance of Catherines by John Green. He's also written The Fault in Our Stars, Paper Towns, Will Grayson, and many more. He has won a Goodreads Choice Award for the best young adult fiction and has gotten many more awards over the years. The book is about a boy named Colin Singleton who only dates Catherines and his best friend Hussein. They go on a road trip together only to end up in Gunshot, Texas, where they meet a girl named Lindsay Lee Wells. Colin, Lindsay, and Hussein are given the task of interviewing all the people in Gunshot to make a montage video of them. While doing that, Colin is juggling two tasks, working on his theorem and trying to patch up his relationship with Catherine 19, who's also the first Catherine he has dated. Most of the book takes place in Gunshot, Texas. The only reason why they stopped is because they saw a sign for the Archduke Franz Ferdinand's grave. The setting is really important because everything is based off the factory that is in their town, where everyone works. Most of the interviews happen there. Did you know that John Green made up Gunshot, Texas just for this book? There are many themes in this book, but the main one is love. Colin wants to be in love, but he doesn't believe it when he has it, and practically melts at the sight of a Catherine. After all, he has dated 19 Catherines in total. Also, many people in the book, including Hassan and Lindsay, are in a relationship. This book is told in a know-it-all attitude kind of way, because Colin is a smarty pants, so it makes sense that the book would reflect his ways. This book has graphs, footnotes, and formulas to help keep you on top of what Colin is telling you about his theorem. There's also a touching and endearing side to the book as well. The reason that I chose to write a chapter to go in between chapter 19 and the end of the book is because I was curious and wanted to know what Lindsay was thinking during the stories about the Catherines Colin has dated. I was really hoping John would talk about it in the end of the book, but I was left disappointed only to find out that he didn't. My chapter is to let people with curious minds like me to find out what she was thinking and hopefully bring a better understanding to the book. When presented with the idea of having the choice of doing whatever we wanted for our ISU creative project, I found it very challenging. I found this challenging because I'm the kind of person who needs guidelines to be confident in the work I produce. It took me a few days, but I finally came up with the idea to write a chapter that would take place between chapter 19 and the end of the book. I faced very few challenges while doing this, but one of the main challenges I faced was trying to word the chapter to reflect Lindsay and how she would act or speak. One thing that really helped me was going through the book again and using sticky notes to record what I thought her tone, voice, and actions were, and use them to help create the chapter. If I had to do this again, I would change how I presented the chapter, maybe add some photos or something to catch the reader's attention. I think that by writing another chapter for the book, it gave me a better understanding of the characters, plot, tone, and the voice that are portrayed in the book. It also helped me get deeper into the book and helped me to produce my final product.